August 6, 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22, pollution and purification. And he went forth under the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. 2 Kings 2:21. In casting salt into the bitter spring, Elisha taught the same spiritual lesson imparted centuries later by the Savior to his disciples when he declared, Ye are the salt of the earth. The salt, mingling with the polluted spring, purified its waters and brought life and blessing where before had been blighting and death. When God compares his children to salt, he would teach them that his purpose in making them the subjects of his grace is that they may become agents in saving others. Salt must be mingled with the substance to which it is added. It must penetrate, infuse it, that it may be preserved. So it is through personal contact and association that men are reached by the saving power of the gospel. They are not saved as masses, but as individuals. Personal influence is a power. It is to work with the influence of Christ and to stay the progress of the world's corruption. It is to uplift, to sweeten the lives and characters of others by the power of a pure example, united with earnest faith and love. The polluted stream represents a soul that is separate from God. Through sin, the whole human organism is deranged, the mind is perverted, the imagination corrupted, the faculties of the soul are degraded. There is an absence of pure religion, of heart holiness. The converting power of God has not wrought in transforming the character. The heart that receives the word of God is not as a pool that evaporates. It is like a river constantly flowing, and as it advances, becoming deeper and wider until its life-giving waters are spread over all the earth. So it is with the true child of God. The religion of Christ reveals itself in a vitalizing, pervading principle, a living, working spiritual energy. When the heart is open to the heavenly influence of truth and love, these principles will flow forth like streams in the desert, causing fruitfulness to appear where now are barrenness and dearth.